Welcome to the hashtag Being Me podcast series, a story of a gay Indian man on his journey to self-acceptance. He wants to share his story to create awareness of what some gay people go through. He hopes that by sharing his life experiences and bringing them to life through this podcast series, that someone may be moved and reminded that you are not alone. The full podcast is available free on ecr.co.za under podcasts or from Apple Podcasts. Simply search hashtag being me.
So Kevin eventually moved away 2 months after the drinking incident happened. And within this time, things were strange between us. I don't know whether weirdly enough he felt that it kind of brought us closer. But what really kind of tore me apart was when I found out that he moved to a neighboring town and he didn't tell me a thing. Anyway, about 2 years after he left, he tried making contact with me again and I ignored him. I don't know why I did. I wanted to talk to him, but I had to. I knew it was wrong and I knew he wasn't someone that I want in my life. I just wanted to put that behind me. Just when I thought primary school wasn't that bad, I moved to high school. The school wasn't in my area, but I thought it would be better just to choose a school where I don't know anyone and it'll be fine. I'll make friends. Little did I know that high school was going to be way worse than primary school. I started growing up. I started talking differently. I started hanging out with girls. Too many girls. Beautiful girls. Pretty girls. And all the guys envied me. But they started calling me names. And that's when it really hit me. The word gay. All those words being thrown at me. I didn't quite understand what it meant. Well, I knew the definition of it, but me? Gay? How do I know if I'm really gay? I thought. I was in grade 9 and I remember going to the PE change rooms to get ready for a training session. And I heard the boys whisper as I walked in, "Cover yourselves, he's coming in. Cover yourselves, he's coming in." And I stood there, looking straight at the wall, trying not to make eye contact with any boys in the change room. And I hurried out, thinking, what are they on about? Could I be this gay person that everyone's calling me? Or could it be something else? I was very confused at this point, and I turned to a counselor. And that didn't help much, so I turned to something worse. I turned to pills. And that's when the thoughts of suicide started creeping in.
You've been listening to the hashtag Being Me podcast series. You can follow the journey on social media by searching for the hashtag. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us for the next episode of Hashtag Being Me, weekdays at 2:26 p.m. right here on East Coast Radio. Thank you for listening.